The new Al-Qaeda field commander in Afghanistan is calling for Muslims to leave the United States, particularly Washington and New York, as soon as possible, in anticipation of a major terrorist attack to rival September 11. Now, in a moment, we're going to talk with Paul Williams for the rest of this hour about this story. He is the author of The Dunces of Doomsday. He's a former FBI consultant. But right now, the person who is breaking this story is reporter Hamid Mir in Pakistan. Hamid was the one who has met with and talked with Osama bin Laden, and we have him live on our international line. Hamid, are you there? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you okay.
Okay, this latest story, Hamid, that you have broken, how imminent is this?
Can you repeat your question?
How soon is this story, the possibilities of them wanting Muslims to leave Washington and New York, and that there's a possibility that some other attack is imminent, possible?
Yes, I met this Al-Qaeda field commander in Afghanistan. His name was Abu Daud. And I met him 120 kilometers south of Kabul. There is a city of Ghazni. And I asked this question to him that you are talking about a new attack and much bigger attack than 9/11 again and again. So when are you planning to implement your plan? So he said that we can do it any time, but he particularly said that we will target NATO forces in Afghanistan in coming few weeks, and they named the operation Ramadan Operation. But when I called, asked him again and again that when are you going to organize new attacks inside America, so he said that you must listen to Osama bin Laden very carefully. He is talking about new attacks from last many months, and our brother Adnan is already there. So I asked him that who is Adnan? So he said that Adnan is an American citizen, and he has already smuggled very dangerous kind of material inside America from Mexican border. So I tried my best again and again to read his thinking, and I was also interested to know that when they are going to attack America again. But he was of the view that we can attack America from inside any time. So whatever he said to me, I never underestimated him, because he was a very well-educated Afghani. He was speaking Arabic, English, the local language, and also he had a lot of information about different American cities. And there were some European Al-Qaeda fighters present in his group. They were not American, but one of them was German.
Well, that's
so
one of
I
the...
think that...
That's
I think that there... Sorry?
We're stepping over each other on our international line. But that's one of the things they're saying, Hamid, that it looks like the names of, like, Mohammed Atta will not attack inside America. They'll be named David, Richard, or Peter, and that we won't know who they are.
Yes, I had a debate with him when he said that the Muslims in America must leave big cities of America like Washington and New York. So I said that why are you creating problems for your own Muslim brothers and sisters? So he said that we don't want them to target, but they leave America because the Americans are attacking us in Iraq and Afghanistan. So we have to retaliate in the same manner inside their own homes. So I said that why you are creating problems for them? They said because they are, the Muslims in America are like a human shield for the Americans. So I said, but if the Americans leave, if the Muslims leave America, then how can you attack America? Because you are also using the same human shield for your operations in America. So he said, no, this time we have a different plan. This time a person with the name of Muhammad Atta will not lead operation inside America. We our brothers have changed their names. They have Christian and Jewish names. And they have passports of different European countries, and maybe the next attack will be conducted by the people with the name of David, Richard, or Peter. So I think they have changed the strategy, and this time they will use some Al-Qaeda operators who have hidden their real identity, and They have Christian or Jewish names, and they don't have passports from Islamic countries. And he was repeating again and again the name of Adnan. I later on came to know that his full name is Adnan al-Shukri Juma. And he also told me, Abu Daud told me that he met Adnan in 2004 in the eastern Afghanistan province of Khos. And he said that Adnan came there for getting some fresh instruction from Al-Qaeda leadership. So I can believe that maybe Adnan met some top Al-Qaeda leader in eastern Afghanistan. Maybe it was Osama bin Laden, because if Osama bin Laden is the person who is the mastermind of 9/11 attacks, so then I must believe that if someone in Al-Qaeda is planning for an attack bigger than 9/11, then the mastermind is again Osama bin Laden. And if Adnan visited eastern Afghanistan and got some instructions, he must have got these instructions from Osama bin Laden. So we should not underestimate these claims of Abu Daud, because we also heard these kind of threatening statements before 9/11, and unfortunately before 9/11, these statements were not taken seriously.
Well, this
time we should take these kind of statements seriously.
Okay, Hamid, thank you for the work, and we're going to continue to follow up with you in the weeks to come.